Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'll talk about something that's on a lot of people's minds, given the changes in e-learning and technology and in access, basically. And the question is, what is e-learning today? And I have to say that the concept of e-learning has expanded a great deal since colleges and universities started to adopt it in earnest 3 to 5 years ago. Ideas are constantly evolving as technology, pedagogy, and student needs change. So it's basically easy and important to ask the question, what is e-learning today? So let's approach the answer in steps. That will make analyzing the question a bit easier because it helps us see where changes are taking place and why ideas are evolving. First, e-learning is more than a delivery method. It is an approach to learning. This is fundamental. What e-learning stresses is its adaptability to the learner's lives, needs, and experience. E-learning works because it is now possible to make it universal. Universality does not simply refer to the fact that e-learning is available for people all around the globe from all walks of life, backgrounds, and goals. It also means that the technology used to deliver e-learning is available in standard, uniform, yet flexible ways so that e-learning can take place by means of many types of computers and mobile devices. Learning preferences and styles find maximum accommodation with e-learning. Of course, to achieve the maximum amount of flexibility, one has to include mobile learning and incorporate interaction, whether face-to-face or with technology. So, new possibilities for interaction are possible. While with mobile learning, there are numerous ways to interact with students and have meaningful interactions. While interactions used to occur only within the space of the learning management system, mobile learning and internet technology have changed all of that. There are new approaches. I've mentioned a few specific examples, but there are numerous, and the providers do not have to be the ones I'm going to mention right now. These are just the ones that are recognizable. So I'm just going to talk about the ones that are kind of so ubiquitous that they are essentially generic. First of all, let's look at a discussion board, which is asynchronous posting of text, but also of images, audio, even video. And now we have video conferencing using iChat, Skype with video, AIM, which can be video enabled, etc. This is synchronous as opposed to the discussion board, which tends to be asynchronous. You can have a webinar, teleconference, using iChat, Skype, NetMeeting, AIM, and this can be synchronous. It can also be asynchronous. Text messaging with smartphones, synchronous or asynchronous. Instant messaging and video messaging with smartphones, that's synchronous. Podcasting using Audioblogger, for example, from a smartphone. Another aspect of e-learning that's very attractive is the idea that it is available anytime, any place. Okay, anytime, any place is something of an exaggeration. Clearly, it is not possible to interact with students and classmates, send or receive coursework if one does not have a connection to the internet. However, it is possible to download content in anticipation of curtailed access and to read the course material, write papers, and to do review activities later. Faculty roles grow and shape themselves to be guides and encouraging mentors. The instructor is able to provide focused, clear guidance for the student, especially when the work requires writing, research, and making connections with the contemporary world. Situated learning with e-learning can be taken to a new level. The mobility and flexibility of e-learning allow students to bring content and context together. The learning experiences can be in the past or they could be incorporated into the instructional activities. For example, a course in botany could require students to take their smartphones to a park and take photographs of leaves in the trees, and then to challenge fellow classmates to identify the trees. Research resources expand exponentially. Because online courses involve access to virtual libraries, the e-learner has more access to articles than the student who must rely on a traditional library. Perhaps the most ethical approach in terms of inclusion, if designed correctly, is the e-learning course. If an e-learning program is designed well, it will accommodate diverse learning styles, it will be culturally inclusive, and it will encourage the exchange of ideas and have flexible technical requirements with few barriers to access and entry. Because of the potential of e-learning and mobile learning to be so inclusive and flexible, it does have potentially the highest potential for distribution and dissemination. Open source experiments are making that a reality for many. However, ethical issues abound if the content and flexibility are used to provide shoddy content or to push politics or a certain ideological stance. E-learning is still in its nascent phases and stages. We really don't know what will happen in the future, but we do have an idea of its potential. Now, the challenge is to make a high-quality education available for everyone. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.